Obviously, we have gone the next step, which is to appeal to the Constitutional Court, because at the center of the challenge is the effect of the decision by the judge on my rights. And once you talk about the individual's rights, then that becomes a constitutional matter. So we have proceeded to file our papers with the Constitutional Court, and we expect that this matter, which will certainly have implications beyond the individual, who is myself, but will affect many Zimbabweans in the diaspora.
When you said the court step on your rights as an individual, what sort of rights are you talking about?
Well, the disenfranchisement. When you stop me from exercising my rights, which is very much a part of the Bill of Rights, the ability by an individual to make choices, to be voted for in the office, this is within the realm of the Bill of Rights. And these are my specific rights. I'm a Zimbabwean, born and bred in Zimbabwe. I have not sought refugee status. I have not sought any other special status outside my country. So I have not ceased to be a Zimbabwean. And once you affect my rights in that regard, then that's a breach of the constitutional rights of the individual.
I was wondering, I mean, let's assume the court does not allow you to participate or to run as a candidate. Is there any other way you can contribute to the process?
No, we will respect the decisions of the court. I'm a law-abiding citizen of Zimbabwe. Even if I disagree vehemently with some of the findings by the courts, I'll still respect the court's decisions. And we expect this court to make the right decisions.
You are not the only person. As I read through the papers, I see that the court has also disqualified a lot of people. So what does this mean for, in terms of democracy for Zimbabwe?
Well, it's very interesting that now it's an election without choices. You're now having a new phenomena, a new situation where the courts are now going beyond I'll call it judicial overreach. They are now becoming directly involved in an exercise that would rather be best left to the people to make a decision. There are 6 million Zimbabweans who will be exercising their right to vote and who are registered voters. Why not allow them rather than interfere with the rights of individuals? Give you an example of my case. There were about 100 Zimbabweans who supported my bid, who nominated me. And only for one individual who has no local standard to come and make an allegation which he cannot prove. He just makes an allegation. He who alleges must prove. And there is no proof by this person. And the judge then takes that and says the onus is upon me to prove if indeed I was in Zimbabwe or not. And you take away the power of citizens, therefore, to make their choices. I think this is beyond comprehension.
I was wondering, suppose you don't compete, will you support other candidates?
Well, we said we'll cross the river. We'll cross the bridge when we get there. We are going to be looking and discussing with colleagues and those who are supporting me. If it becomes clear that I have been blocked unfairly, though, that we will make a right decision at the right time.
Thank you so much. We will keep in touch with you, and good luck.
Thank you very much, James.